We've got over 90 retailers all getting very excited about giving our customers just a little bit more in terms of discount offers, some special product as well. So there's a real buzz around the place, and hopefully the customers that come will share that buzz with them.
And a relatively new phenomenon for the UK. Why do you think it's taken off here?
I think it's... at this time of year, there's always an element of sale activity. I think there always has been. I think what this has done is it's just sort of polarised it to a specific date. Certainly over the last few years, a number of brands have started looking at their whole sell-through leading up to Christmas. But I think this has just brought a sort of date to it and a focus to it, which maybe we didn't have before.
Do you think it boosts sales?
I think so. I mean, there inevitably are going to be people who come slightly earlier and maybe do an early Christmas shop. I think also people will certainly maybe change their shopping habits slightly because of it. And I think certainly from the feedback that we had last year and you hear nationally, that does seem to have happened, that people are sort of using it as a focal point. It almost is becoming a sort of kick-off point where people are coming, seeing what they can get and maybe using it as a sort of early Christmas shop as well. So yeah, I think people are using it as a way of sort of deciding when to shop and where to go.
Do you think it's here to stay? This is it now? This is on the British calendar?
I think it's one of these things we need to take it year by year. You know, the whole platform changes so regularly that you know, will it be next year? I don't know. I mean, we've already heard obviously a couple of national retailers who have said that they're not participating this year. I think it's very much let's see how this year goes, and then you know, next year's another year. But certainly this year there is a real buzz about it, certainly at Gunwolf Keys, and you know, we'll see what that looks like over the weekend.
We did see some pictures on TV last year, I suppose maybe supermarkets. How do you prepare for perhaps an influx of people?
Well, I think from our perspective, we have we've worked very closely with our council colleagues. We're supporting additional park and ride, which we're helping the council to subsidise. So I think in terms of allowing, giving access to more people coming, hopefully we will help that so that we don't inconvenience people. And I think, generally speaking, the kind of news shots that I think we saw last year were very, very high ticket items. Somewhere like Gunwolf Keys, I mean, the ticket items are not as high as that. So although the discounts will be compelling, it's still not the kind of thousands of pounds worth of value reduced to, you know, less than £1,000 that we saw last year. So it's a very different kind of model. But hopefully we've got something for everyone, and we can keep them happy when they come.
Do you have to put on more security for the Black Friday weekend?
Well, we have a high level of people around the centre, as much to guide people and help people around to tell people where things are, because we are expecting a sort of slightly high volume of people. But having said that, at this time of year, it always gets busier leading up to Christmas, so it's not a million miles different to what we would normally do.